Some likely changes to the secondary and the NFL honors keep rolling in. Welcome to the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer here at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. Now, JD, the secondary is a little banged up this week.
Yeah, I say a lot banged up. During the portion of practice that the media was able to see today, Marshawn Lattimore and Ken Crawley, both starting cornerbacks, neither was on the field. And they hadn't practiced this week or hadn't been on the field during the portion that we've been able to see. So that does not seem to lead to the fact that they might play on Sunday. And that means the Saints will be down a little bit in that area. Now, we know they signed two cornerbacks this week. They signed Sterling Moore, re-signed him from earlier this season. He was on the team and then got released. And then they also brought up Dexter McDougal. He's another guy who was signed primarily for special teams, but he can play the slot some. And the Saints obviously are going to need some guys to step up who have already been here, including P.J. Williams.
Just looking forward to the opportunity, just ready to get out there, make some plays, show everybody that we definitely not going to lose no steps with us getting more reps and things like that. So we just ready for the opportunity.
You know, it's not like you didn't play at all, but how did you stay, I guess, sharp mentally during the process?
Just staying focused, man. When you in a position like that, you gotta prepare like you're starting. So, man, our coaches instilled that in our head to prepare like we starting. They know ain't no starters. It's just next man. So we stay ready.
The Rams also have some missing players this week due to injuries, but that doesn't stop them from having some prominent players. Specifically, defensive tackle Aaron Donald.
He's an active player. He causes you fits both in the run game and the pass game. You know, he's playing at the three technique, which is where he's used to playing, and he's got a quickness about him. He's real flexible, and he's also got power. So, you know, as a pass rusher, you know, you got to be mindful of where he's at, and he's been doing that for a while now, and he's very good at it.
The Rams have a pretty well-balanced team. You know about the offense, you know about the defense. But, JD, a lot of people don't pay too much attention to the special teams.
Yeah, they've got one of the top punters in the league. In fact, one of the top punters in league history in Johnny Hecker. And also they have a really potent return man in Pharaoh Cooper. They're a team that can beat you a myriad ways, and they can also do it on special teams.
Listen, they do a lot of good things in the kicking game. Their punt team is always near the top. They have, you know, a punter that's been a quarterback, so they've been very aggressive with whether it's fake passes, fake kicks, shovel. I mean, they've got the gamut. So you really got to pay attention to your punt return unit. You know, they had the long kickoff return for a touchdown against Jacksonville. You know, John Fossil does a fantastic job. I remember him when he was 10, 12, 13 years old as a ball boy for us at the Giants. But they cause you a lot of issues, and the return game is part of it.
I think it's the same approach for every game. When you have a dangerous return like that, of course, you never want the ball in his hands. But, you know, if they want to bring it out from nine deep, I got to trust my coverage to help me out a little bit.
Yeah. Is there anything different that goes along with that? Do you, I guess, directional a little bit more and try to, you know, force him into a different angle? Or?
No, I think it's the same preparation. I know that if I go out and hit my kickoff, that will be all right. It's kind of a judgment call for him, what he wants to do, but you know, it's kind of the same approach regardless of the turner.
Oh, he's an explosive player, patient as well. We just got to, you know, stick to our fundamentals, play fast, play hard, and you know, we should be okay. You know?
When you see a guy like that, what are some of the things that, I guess, make them different or special, if indeed they are special?
Just a mix of everything. I mean, the first thing you notice are the guys that are blocking for him. You know, you can tell they all believe in everything they're doing, and they're trying to do it at a high level. And then when you mix that in with his abilities, it makes it difficult to defend against. But like I said, we just got to come ready, stick to what we know, what we're capable of doing, and we should come out good.
Now, like I mentioned earlier, the Saints keep racking up those NFL honors. JD, who do we have this week who's been awarded?
Well, we've got the FedEx Air and Ground Players of the Week. That'd be quarterback Drew Brees and running back Mark Ingram. Also have the Pepsi Rookie of the Week again for the third consecutive week and the fourth time this season. That's Alvin Kamara. So, you know, these guys are going to need a U-Haul pretty soon. I mean, they keep racking up these awards and they keep going. And this is all a part of winning. When you win, the accolades roll in.
They do indeed. Now make sure you check out NewOrleansSaints.com for the injury report and any more news and updates. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer.